Hello and welcome to season two of How to Grow an Online Business. This is Aaron Gerrels. I'll be sharing with you all of the tips, techniques, and advice you need to start and grow an online business for yourself. Let's jump right in. Okay, so this week I wanted to start off just simply by going through my week ending. So what happened this week and in the last couple of weeks is I've actually taken the Google Analytics and switched over to GA4. So I'm not using Universal Analytics anymore. So it's a little bit different. I've lost a lot of information and a lot of the tracking that I had before, but I'm going to switch over to the new style. I find that if I don't move over and switch with into the new way of doing things, when the new way comes out, I end up getting left behind. So I am going to move the analytics over to the GA4. So I am tracking that. It's only showing some of the stuff for the last like 3 days, as far as that goes. So I don't have a lot of heavy traffic numbers. It doesn't show that there is much. So that's where we're at with that. Moving on, I'm going to start doing it in three or four different sections. So first thing I want to do is just touch on the week ending wrap up, what I did right, what I did wrong with my online business the previous time before. And last week I didn't do much. It was the holidays. I was enjoying the time with my friends, family. We just celebrated Christmas and I'm looking forward to the new year, but I thought I'd go ahead and pop on here and do my first episode for season two. I got my new microphone. I don't know. Hopefully it sounds better. I notice now that it's picking up a lot more sound. It's picking up me moving in the chair. It's moving around. So if I'm creating too much noise, let me know and I'll mess with the sound a little bit and hopefully get better at this as we go. Okay, so my new layout for Grow an Online Business podcast is going to be the week ending wrap up first. We'll tackle that. I can go over the things that I did right and wrong. After that, we'll go over one of the psychological principles or a psychology lesson, something that will help you understand marketing and business in a different way. Maybe gain a different perspective on it or give you another idea, a different way of seeing it so that it makes more sense to you and will allow you to open up your possibilities, your mind to different possibilities so that you can take your business to the next level with some different insights. And then finally, I wanted to go over the last section is, let me jump in here. I wrote it down so that I wouldn't have to remember it, is forward plans. So what I intend to do the next week or month out. And I find that I constantly have to alter and change my plans week by week, but I like to set my plans out for 1 month at a time. So I'll figure what I'm going to do next week, the following week, what I'm intending to get done throughout the next month. And then each week I have to alter and change those plans. So I'll give you a little bit of insight into that so you can watch as I change my plans and they alter week by week so that it doesn't sound or look weird. And I don't want you guys getting discouraged when you're like, oh my gosh, I keep making plans that I'm going to do for the next month and every week I have to change them. That's good. And it's a really, really good insight to see that you can actually recognize that and then move forward with it. So accepting that, making that just a part of what you do on a weekly basis, monthly basis, is definitely a good way to spend your time and a good way of realizing things that are important for you. Okay, so we went over the weekend wrap-up. There wasn't much to go over this week as far as what I did in the business because I really didn't do much. Just kind of left the website on autopilot, didn't do much in the group, and didn't do much on any of the other social media platforms. I do have a new plan for this year. I'll be going over that in forward plans. And then the psychological lesson or the psychological principle I wanted to go over today is when you are making an offer or you're offering your products, your services, something that you have online and you're putting it out there, if you will set a minimum on your offer, you will increase the amount of sales dramatically. So a study by Professor Robert, and I'm going to screw this name up, I'm sure, Cialdini, revealed that placing a minimum on a request increased donations for the American Cancer Society by 78%. Why? It increased it by 78% because instead of just saying, how much would you like to donate? And you're like, oh, let me see. I need to compare it to what I think other people might donate. And then I need to decide if that's enough for me. And then, does that fit my budget? And then do I want to just do the lowest amount, or do I want to exceed that amount a little bit? And I have to, what it does is it creates an action paralysis inside of you. It makes people not want to take action. You know what? This is just too much. I'll think about it. I'll get back. I'll make a donation later. So rather than doing that, by placing a minimum on it, saying, hey, you know what? You can donate 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 100. It increased the minimum by saying, well, 5 is the lowest. I don't necessarily do the lowest, but I'll do the 10. So people would put a $5 or a $10 bid that would normally just leave and not decide to make a bid at all. Now, people that would like to bid more than that, the people that would like to donate more or a greater amount, they already have that in their mind, they'll go ahead and put that amount in and do it. So it ends up increasing the amount of sales, the amount of closures, the amount of people taking action and moving forward on your product or service by an enormous amount. So if you have a product or you have a service, you have something that you're willing to offer and you're like, you know what, I got 3 packages. The key is to have 3 packages. Don't just put something out and say, you know, call for details. There's so many people that go, man, I would call, but I'm so nervous to talk to somebody. I don't think I want to call someone and get pressured into something. So if you simply offer, hey, we've got a minimum package. It's this, it's a, you know, $50 a month, or it's a $100 one-time fee, whatever it is, the minimum bid. You do that, people are likely to do it if they're happy or satisfied or at all turned on by what you've given them in that deal or in that package. If it seemed worth it to them, then they may reach out to you in order to get more, or they may feel more comfortable in contacting you or talking to you about further details or further services, additional things that can be added. So it's very, very beneficial, not only to you as a business owner, but also to the customer, to give them a minimum offer or a minimum thing that they can purchase or subscribe to or take advantage of. So keep that in mind. All right. Next, what I'd like to go over is moving forward. So what are my plans for my business this next month? I like to set it out 4 weeks in advance because I like to stay 4 weeks ahead. But like I said, it always changes. So in other words, what I want to do in the next 4 weeks is I want to completely convert my website over to the new style. I'm wanting to make my website tell a story or lead people on a journey once they come to the website. I'm looking for it to accomplish something. I've noticed after doing an audit on my own website that it is not leading people down any journey. It's just like, hey, I do this. Hey, I do this. Hey, take a look at this. Hey, would you like to listen to this? Would you like to read that? It doesn't actually help them. It's not useful to anybody that comes onto my website. Unless they consume everything I have on there, it just isn't useful to them. And it's not a good way for them to spend their time digging in and consuming everything I have on the site. Also, to consider the fact that I put in too many things. So I'm not only on my main website, which I will be breaking off into multiple websites. My main website, I have too many things going on. So while I do have how to build your small business and grow your small business, I have too many different avenues for that. Instead, I just need to make it super, super simple. If you're wanting to grow your online business, these are the steps you follow. This. That's it. And I also think I'm going to more focus on what type of online business I'm going to be helping people do. There are definitely easier things than others as far as product businesses, service businesses, a combination of the two. Like, what is it people are trying to accomplish online with their business? I think I'm going to be breaking those up into parts, and I'm going to focus for a while, at least the next year, on one particular type of business. And I'm thinking right now about doing it as a service business, because that's what I'm offering. I'm doing a service, so I'm thinking I'd like to just go ahead, talk to you guys about what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and then push that forward. And then we'll move from there into products if I don't know if you guys are interested in finding out how to do products. But I figured we'd just do it real time, how to grow an online business, an online service business, and how to make it become more and more profitable. So anyway, that's what I'm looking at doing over the next month. What I'm hoping to accomplish over the next week is to seriously, not exactly pull down information, but redirect that information that isn't necessarily needed on this website towards my secondary website. I will be starting another one, which is much more of a personal brand website. So I will be starting that one and moving some of the content over to that. So that my primary website, which is Broken Moon Media, will be solely focused on helping people grow their online businesses themselves and how to do that service business, like how to grow an online service business from scratch, or if you've already got one, how to fine tune and tweak it and turn it into a profit machine. So we will be looking at doing that over the next month and over the next year. That is my ultimate goal for this podcast. So season two will be how to grow your service online business, and that's where I'm headed. So anyway, thanks so much for sticking around. Hope you enjoy season two. Hopefully 2021 will be a better year than 2020 was. So looking forward to all of that, and we will be in touch here. Also, please do join me on my Facebook page and ask any questions or help steer me in any direction towards anything that you would like to hear, not only on the podcast, but if you'd like me to go over it in video format as well. I will be uploading a lot more videos and going through step-by-step tutorials on how to do all of the things that we're talking about doing for those of you who are interested in seeing how it's done, not just hearing about it. So at any rate, thanks for sticking around. Looking forward to next year, and I'll talk to you soon.